That phrase, Daniel 12:1, begins, and at that time, that phrase points us back into the previous verses of Daniel 11. In other words, it's saying, in verse 1 of Daniel 12, it's saying, when Michael stands up, when human probation closes, when the great controversy reaches its conclusion, when the mankind has been divided into two groups, and the seven last plagues are about to be poured out, at that time is located in the final verses of Daniel 11. The final verses of Daniel 11 are describing the time period when human probation closes. So to not understand those verses correctly, obviously, has eternal consequences. It's a serious understanding. And the pattern that has been set forth for us to give us a clear understanding of the final fulfillment of Daniel 11, according to the spirit of prophecy, is the histories that are illustrated in Daniel 11, especially the history associated with the daily, the abomination of desolation, which is the history of how the pagan Roman Empire descends, the papal Roman Empire ascends, and how they're placed on the throne of the world. Whatever took place during that time period is pointing forward to what's taking place in our time period today. And sure enough, if you go back and you look at that history, you can draw some very profound parallels. Now, those are some of the things that are worth giving an overview of. But to bring this more into focus, I would suggest that this understanding in Daniel 10, 11, and 12, once again, I want to emphasize from my studies, it's an understanding, it's a truth that is directly related to the final development of the 144,000. And without seeing that emphasis, that truth, which I believe is inferred, not just inferred, but established when understood correctly, it's established at the very beginning of the vision. Here's Daniel, where generally in Adventism, we recognize that Daniel in his books is symbolizing God's people at the end of the world. Daniel here in chapter 10 is symbolizing